Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Brian A. from San Diego.
I don't know if this is going to work. I'm going to try this. Is that better? Yeah, just because. No, well, this is fine. This works for me. Thank you. Hi, I'm Brian. I'm an alcoholic. I am really grateful to have this opportunity to share for possibly 10 minutes. Let's see. I went to my first AA meeting several years ago on a DUI court card, and in that meeting, I heard people express things that I had always felt, but never knew other people had felt those things. I heard people share about loneliness and isolation and a baffling, complex problem with their alcoholism, drinking alone, wondering why they drank so much, the horrible regret of waking up the next morning, incomprehensible demoralization. I was really big on saying things in blackouts and to people I really never wanted to say things to, especially the things I thought I said. And I would just wake up in just shambles the morning after, worried and frightened and shaking. And when I heard people share the same types of feelings, I was touched. I thought I was just different and alone and crazy. And it was at that first meeting that I asked the secretary after the meeting if I could, is it okay if I come back here? And he said, the only desire for membership is the only requirement for membership is the desire to stop drinking. So I got a big book. I left that meeting, and I knew I was an alcoholic. And then I got drunk. And I got drunk for about 50 more days, and I came back to AA and kind of attended meetings and didn't drink for 8 months. And then I met a girl, and she, I'm doing everything right so far, right? And then she, I wanted to spend time with her, and the only way I knew how to spend time with the girl was at a bar drunk, so I went to a bar and got drunk. And that run lasted about 2 weeks till I totaled my car, cracked my ribs, lost my job, emptied my bank account, and decided I should actually stop drinking. She what? Oh, believe it or not, she's still in my life. And she's actually a really wonderful friend. Things didn't work out that way. She saw me drinking. Most people who saw me drinking don't want anything to do with me today. So then I was able to, I attended meetings, I got a sponsor, I thought I was doing the steps, and then I kind of stopped going to meetings because I was not drinking at the time, so I'm okay. And I ended up spending about 2 years, roughly 2 years, I was intermittently drinking, and I'll be honest with you guys, I still don't know the exact timeline of how long I had without taking a drink. I don't know, I was delusional. And I was a dry drunk, and it was the most painful experience of my life. I was angry. And a friend of mine, believe it or not, the same friend, she put a glass of tequila in my hand one day because I was so damn intolerable to be around that she thought it couldn't be any worse. And frankly, at that point, neither did I. And so I drank it. And that led me on a one-year-long drunk where I got to experience the grips of alcoholism, my alcoholism, to its fullest, beyond my wildest imagination. I could not stop drinking for that period of time. I could not stop drinking. All I did was wake up, go to the liquor store, and lock myself in my room. And it was at that time that I thought I was crazy. Absolutely, absolutely crazy. By a series of events I won't go into, I ended up in a treatment center the events that led me there, I look back now and say, were only by divine intervention. But I ended up in a treatment center. And at that treatment center, I heard a gentleman from an H&I panel share, stop asking why. Stop asking why. And my whole life, I realized at the time, I was always looking for reasons as to why I drank so much more than everybody else, why I felt so different from anybody else. You know, I had a relatively normal upbringing as far as, you know, some of the stories you hear in AA or I've heard are pretty screwed up, you know, and some of these people I'm like, well, yeah, I can understand why, you know, you wanted to escape your life. Me, I couldn't point to freaking anything. And thank God I couldn't, because if I did, I probably would have kept drinking. So I stopped asking why, and I just got a sponsor. And he told me, my sponsor told me that the steps of AA are an ego-smashing device. You put a drinking alcoholic in one end, you put him through the 12 steps, and you get a recovered alcoholic on the other. They're practical steps to generate a spiritual awakening. And he demystified these things for me. You know, I thought there was some like, boom, moment about this AA, because, and it kept me like searching for this elusive idea of what I was looking for. I didn't know what I was looking for. So he took me through the first step, and for the first time, I actually did the first step the way it is written. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. I'd always done the first step like, I'm an alcoholic. Okay, I admitted I was an alcoholic. But I had to learn about the disease concept at first. I had to learn that I have an allergy of the body, that once I put alcohol in my system, it will keep me drunk till I go mad or die. And I have a mental obsession with alcohol that compels me to drink no matter what. When I looked at all the evidence in my life and was able to actually admit those two things to be true, that's when I realized how doomed I was. Physically, I can't not drink. Mentally, I can't not drink. I can't not drink. And that was a pretty daunting, daunting awakening. And what that gave me was, you know, at that point, I was all out of answers. And my sponsor said, well, here's the rest of the steps. You are powerless over this alcohol thing. You need to find a power by which you can live, a power more powerful than the alcohol. And at that point, you know, I was willing to try anything. I tried not drinking. I tried drinking. None of them worked. And being the mood-changing guy I was, I just always wanted to feel different, that, you know, fuck, I'll try. Excuse me. I'm going to get yelled at for that. I'll try a spiritual awakening. Why not? And my sobriety date is October 23rd. 2007, and after doing this thing to the best of my abilities on some days, and not to the best of my abilities on some days, I used to come to these meetings and hear people share, as just as Michelle shared, saying how great life is today and how much it's given, and I was like, are you kidding me? I just want to stop drinking. How can life be great? I don't care anymore. And hearing that part of the message really pissed me off, because I just wanted to stop drinking, and I couldn't. What do you mean life is great? Life can't be great. I've got to stop drinking. But I'm the first person to tell you. I'm not the first person to tell you at all. But I am just like Michelle today. Life is great. Life is amazingly simple today. I don't have much. The circumstances of my life have not changed much from when I would stop drinking. I don't have much money. I don't have a perfect relationship. I don't have a great car. I don't have a great house, a successful career. But for some frickin' reason, I don't care anymore. Thanks for letting me share.